So, God's word to us this morning is from Psalm 90. So that's all of Psalm 90. Thank you, Lord, for your word. May we hear the words that you have to say to us. Lord, thank you. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born or brought forth from the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, O sons of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like new grass of the morning. Though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days are 70 years or 80, if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due to you. Teach us to number our days aright, as we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendour to their children. May the favour of the Lord rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Thank you, Lord.
As we look deeper at this word, let's pray. God, we thank you that you are a God who speaks to us. God, this morning, as we look deeper at your word, may you be speaking your truth to us. Holy Spirit, open our hearts and minds for us to hear what you would have to say this morning. Speak to each of us, I pray. May my words be your words, God, helping us to know you, helping us to love you, and helping us to live this out in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. How do you feel about 2023? In case you haven't realised, we are nearly halfway through the ninth month of the year. It goes fast, and I feel like the years are getting faster. Maybe as you think about how you feel about 2023, you're going, where has this year gone? What has actually happened in this year? Maybe you are feeling discouraged. Maybe 2023 has been one of the hardest years of your life. That you're just waiting for 2023 to be over and a new calendar to come. Maybe you're in a mix of both, that you're thinking, how good is 2023, but also it's gone really quickly and I hope there's good things coming in the year ahead as well. So where do you sit in 2023? For all of us, it can be easy to get caught up in the day-to-day, that our time fills up, and that as we think about what's happening, well, it's what have I got to do today? What have I got to get done this week? Rather than looking at the big picture, rather than thinking about where is this year going? What is God doing in this year? What is God doing in me? How is God moving? And so we lose that big picture. And so today we're actually going to take a moment to pause and think about the big picture of this year. In that psalm that we just had read to us, Psalm 90, Moses is praying a prayer for the people. He's giving them this prayer. And in it, in verse 12, we have this line: "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." See, it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and lose the big picture. It's easy to get caught up in what we've got to get done, and suddenly the days are gone and we go, well, where did I spend that time? Where did that day go? Did I actually use it for the glory of God? And so as we pause today, we're going to say, God, help us to value our days. Help us to value each day that you give us, that we may gain a heart of wisdom, gain your heart of wisdom. See, that word there for gain is kind of like harvesting, that it's us going out and bringing in the crops that God is giving us, that we would be asking God to help us to know him, know his will for us, and to live in light of that. See, this prayer that Moses is praying for the people is in the midst of struggle and turmoil for them. Things have been good. They've seen God move. They've trusted God in that, but they've also struggled. We don't know exactly when this prayer was written. It was probably likely that it's written in the desert, as the people are wandering around going, God, we want to get into the land. And they're going, all right, here we are wandering. How do we make the most of this? How do we spend our time, which God is giving us, for his glory? So today, I want to help us to do this by asking three questions about our year so far. Three questions are this. You can have the next slide, please, Laura. Next slide, please, Laura. Three questions are this. What has taken your time and energy this year? What has God been speaking to you about this year? And what would it look like for you to say you've grown as a follower of God? So the first question for us, what has taken your time and energy? There will be lots of different answers to this question, and some of them are good answers. What's taken your time and energy? Well, you've been working to be able to pay the bills that you need to be able to pay, to supply yourself with the food that you need to be able to be sustained. May you've been pouring your time and energy into friendships, into family, into restoration, into processing grief, into supporting others, into looking after yourself, into education. These are all good things. But maybe as you think about where you've spent your time and energy, you're also thinking about those times that you've wasted time. The hours spent self-sabotaging as you doom-scroll or watch that next YouTube video and go down that YouTube rabbit hole around things that aren't actually helpful for you. Or the times that you've spent playing games on your computer rather than switching off and actually having good rest and restoration. Or maybe the time that you've spent extra at work because you don't want to go home and spend time with your family. See, as we think about where our time and energy goes, it helps us to know actually what are we doing with our days. If we want to number our days, we need to know where our days are going. Now, this isn't to say that you all need to start getting a 6-minute time sheet and marking down every 6 minutes where you're spending your time. We don't need to do that, but it is us starting to ask the question, all right, where am I investing my time and energy? Where does it go? Is this actually helpful? Does this help me to live well in light of God? See, when we're in the thick of it, as we go day by day, it can be hard to think, where am I actually investing time? Where am I putting my energy? Because when we're in there in the thick of it, it can just be survival mode. I've got to get this thing done. I actually can't do any more today, so I need to stop. Rather than going, all right, what's the big picture? How am I investing my time? How am I using this well? The other thing that Moses is pointing the people to here in this prayer is the recognition that it's easy to get caught up in sin when we're not thinking about where we're putting our time and energy. See, Moses is saying to the people and reminding them that God knows the reality of where we're spending our time. He says that we've sinned before God. You have set our iniquities before us. It is easy for us to lose sight of God when we're purely pursuing the day by day, not necessarily knowing where our time and energy is going. And this leads to a second question for us from this. Where are we spending our time and energy? And is this actually where we want our time and energy to go? As we think about where it is that where we want it to be? Sometimes we won't have a choice over this. There will be seasons in our life where we just have to spend the time doing that thing. If we're sick or someone we love is sick, then we know that we need to spend our time and energy restoring the body. That is the reality of that season. And that is good and right. If we're going through grief, then we need to spend the time to healthily process that grief. There'll be times where we have big deadlines at work or at uni and we have to just go, I've got to put in the time and energy into this to get this done. But it's still, we can ask the question, is this where I want to spend my time and energy? Is this where I want to invest it in? Do I actually want to be pursuing this? Is this bringing glory to God? Does this help me to pursue God and to bring about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven? Where are we spending our time and energy this year? And is it what God is calling us into? Is it what God is calling us to spend our time and energy into? See, gaining a heart of wisdom is not about us going, well, look how good I am. It's us going, well, how can I walk in step with God? How can I step into the life that you are offering me in this, God? I want to walk in you. Teach me to number my days that I might spend my time glorifying you in all that I do. So where do we invest, or where is our time and energy being invested into? And the second question for us as we think about our year is, what has God been speaking to you about this year? You know, I ummed and ahed and went back and forth on the order of these questions. And as I was writing my sermon, I was praying, going, it feels wrong to have, where are we putting our time and energy above what is God speaking to us? But the sense I got from God was this. Some of us won't be able to recognize what God is speaking to us until we know where our time and energy has gone. Let me say that again. Some of us need to know where we're spending our time and energy to actually be able to see what God might be speaking to us in our life. See, as we think about what God has been speaking to us this year, Maybe it's a reminder for us to think about where we're spending our time and energy. If I'm spending it doing these things, is this actually what God is calling me to? Maybe as you look at your year and your time and energy that you've spending, you might realize that actually what I'm doing is not bringing glory to God. This isn't actually helping me to grow in my relationship with God. Because all my time and energy goes into all these other things, and they might be good things. But then when it comes to my relationship with God, He gets the crumbs if there's any left. And so maybe God is speaking to you at the moment and saying, hey, as you think about where your time and energy is going, I want you to make a priority to build your relationship with me. That you might actually value each day because you are walking in step with me. Maybe this year, as you look at where your time and energy has gone, you see the realities of sickness, of struggle, of pain, of grief. And as you look at that, what God is saying to you is, I know this year has been hard. I know it's been a struggle. I'm with you in the midst of this. And what I'm calling you into this is actually a season of deep dependence on me. That I want you to keep trusting me even when it's hard. Maybe what God has been saying to you this year is being in the midst of your successes, in the midst of promotions or things like that, that actually God is saying, hey, I want you to use these moments to help show my love and glory to others. That promotion at work is so that you can then help to take care of other people, showing that love and grace to them, helping them to know that goodness. Maybe what God has been speaking to this year is a reminder that your identity is not tied up in what you do, but in whose you are. That all the things that have happened, all the things that you've been pouring your time and energy in that seem to have spat back in your face, is actually God saying, hey, you're worth more than what you do. You're worth more because I love you and I died for you. Maybe going into this year, you felt like you had wonderful dreams about what God was saying was going to happen this year. You had ideas about where you were headed. And as you look at it at this point, and as you reflect on where the year has been to this point, as you reflect on where your time and energy has gone, it kind of feels like rather than getting to the point where you're going, you've been taking the circuitous route. You've been going on the scenic route to get there, that you go, God, what is going on here? Where are we? What are you saying in the midst of this as we go not from A to B, but A to C to D to F to G to Z to B? What are we doing here, God? That's okay. It's okay to be in that season. Going, God, we're trusting you. We want to see what you are saying to us. That we want you to be speaking to us. Because God is a God who speaks. God is a God who is engaged in our life. And as we go through our life, as we go through each day, as we go through each month, as we go through each year, God wants us to know Him. He wants to draw us deeper. Maybe it's not going to be A to B in one day. Maybe it's going to take us years to get there. But God wants us on that journey with Him. But it only comes about as we listen to Him, as we listen to what He is saying, as we think about that and don't just get caught in the day by day, but going, what's the big picture in this, God? What are you speaking to us? Maybe this year, as you think about what God has been speaking to you about, you go, Steve, it's great that you're saying all of this stuff. But every time I spend time with God, every day this year, It's felt like brick wall after brick wall with God. And I don't know what God's saying in this. Steve, I'm stuck. I keep trying to press into God, and every time it's brick wall after brick wall. And how do I keep banging my head against this? It's hard. That in the midst of those kinds of seasons, and these are seasons that have always been, it's hard to keep pressing into God, to keep saying, God, what are you saying? How do I trust you in this? How do I step into following you even in the midst of this? And I want to encourage you this morning, if that is the situation you find yourself in, keep going. Keep trusting God. Keep coming to him. Because the writers throughout the ages have talked about this thing called the dark night of the soul. And as going through the dark night of the soul, it's often about stripping away false idols, false things that we put our identity in, and God saying, hey, I want to strip all of that away. I want you to really press hard into me in the midst of this. Why? Because I want to bring you into a deeper knowledge of me. I want to bring you into a deeper life. And I know it's hard at the moment. But trust me, there is good on the other side of that brick wall. There is a greater spring than if you step back. There is a greater joy and life than what is offered behind you. And so God is speaking to you saying, yeah, this season, this year is hard. Keep pressing into me. Keep pressing in and bringing this stuff to me. Be real with me. Speak the questions, speak the doubts, speak the anger. God is big. Teaching us to number and value our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom is us continuing to go to God. God, I am looking to you. In the good and in the hard, I am looking to you. And the last question for us to help us think about our year is this. What would it look like for me to say I've grown as a disciple? Or to put it another way, we could ask this question. What would it look like for me to say or to press more into God this year? Now, this isn't seeking a 7.3 positive return on our investment in this. But this is us asking the question, how do I keep going further in God? How do I make space in my life for him to be at work in me? That I might walk more and more in step with him day by day. That as I gain a heart of wisdom, it's about me following him and walking with him. At the start of this year, our parish council had a day away. And we spent the day praying and talking about where are we going this year and in the years ahead. It started our vision process. And as we were spending this day praying, one of the key things for this year was the idea around discipleship. That actually a key focus for us as a church is how do we disciple well this year? It's guided the decisions that we've made. As we've thought about what's happening in the church, it's been thinking about, all right, how do we actually grow the idea of discipleship? How do we pursue God and grow as disciples in our life? This was a challenge for us as a parish council team, but it was also a challenge for us individually as well. What does it look like for me to be a follower of God and to keep pursuing him? What does it look like for me to step into this day by day? What does it look like for me to invest more in my relationship with God and to help others to do that in their life as well? Maybe as you reflect on this year, you can see the way you've been growing with God really easily. Maybe there's been some things that you just go, yeah, I'm stepping into this. I can see the way that God is calling me into deeper trust with him. I can see the way that he's bringing joy in prayer, in spending time in his word, in evangelizing to others, sharing my faith with those around me. Maybe though you look at this year and you go, I don't know. I don't know what it looks like for me to grow as a follower of God. I look at the start of the year and I go, I don't know if I'm further in my journey with God or if I'm actually further back. The important thing about whether you've grown or not isn't where you are on the journey. It's who are you looking to? Are you growing and seeking God in the midst of everything that's going on? Or are you choosing to trust in your own resources, your own abilities, your own identity to be able to do this? See, the challenge for all of us is that we can have God as our dwelling place. That as Moses says, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. See, we can have God as our dwelling place. And we can start there. And then very easily, day by day, as the months go on, as we lose sight of what's happening, as we get caught in the day-to-day of the year, we drift from that dwelling place. We move away from God. And so what would it look like for us to say I've grown as a follower of God this year? The key thing for us in the midst of whatever season we're in is to ask, how do I look to God in this situation? How do I keep trusting God today? How do I keep trusting God this year? Moses' prayer here to teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom is not an easy prayer. It's not a prayer that, boom, we're just going to get it and we'll be set for life. This is a prayer that is a journey for us. And so I encourage you to take some time this afternoon to reflect on these questions, to reflect on where have you invested your time and energy so far this year, to think about what God has been speaking to you this year. To ask the question, what would it look like for me to say I've grown as a follower of God? And out of this, as we think about this, as we reflect on it, as we invite God into this space, my prayer for us is that it would actually set us up for the rest of this year and going forward into next year as well. That we wouldn't be caught in the day-to-day knowing that Christmas is coming, but that we would be caught looking to God, going, here's the big picture. I'm choosing to trust you, God. And yes, day by day, things are happening. But I want to step with you, God, that I might number my days and value each day I have and have your heart of wisdom in me. That as Moses prays, this is my prayer for us. God, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad for all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. God, would you teach us to number our days? Would you help us to see our year in light of you? Would you help us to keep walking in step with you? God, where we've gone off track, would you help us to look to you and know that in our lives? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.